Kissed is a new feature film from Canada that takes on one of the few remaining taboo sexual obsessions. It's based on the short story We So Seldom Look on Love by Barbara Gowdy. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
By now, movie sex scenes are such old hat that I feel I've seen people making love everywhere. On beaches, in elevators, atop automobiles, sometimes even in bed. But there's never been a sex scene quite like the one in Kissed. The film's heroine sneaks into a funeral parlor, peels off her blouse, climbs onto the mortician's table, and makes love to a corpse. Yes, Kissed is a film about necrophilia. It's the story of Sandra, a young woman who finds such magical energy in death that she claims she's seen cadavers shining like stars. We watch Sandra's obsession sprout during girlhood, when she stages elaborate burials for dead animals, and it blooms during puberty, when her rituals take on a new erotic charge. She gets aroused while dissecting a mouse in biology class. Eventually, she takes a job at a funeral home while studying embalming at college. There, she gets involved with Matt, a medical student who becomes obsessed with Sandra and her obsessions. But while Sandra is content to be Matt's lover, what really turns her on is making love with dead bodies, invariably young and male. That way, she jokes, I'm straight. And in fact, Sandra seems more normal than you might expect. This is partly because of actress Molly Parker, whose freckled, innocent, girl-next-door beauty is the perfect counterweight to Sandra's inner perversity. Parker is smart enough to realize that Sandra's desires may seem outrageous to the audience, but they're not outrageous to her. Parker knows that any broadness in her performance will plunge the whole movie straight into camp, so she's matter-of-fact, almost deadpan, as when she first meets Matt at a cafe.
Primary postmortem.
Yep.
Why?
I like the pictures.
Well, there's a newer edition out in the bookstore. About higher resolution photographs. Are you a pathology student? I've never seen you around before.
I work in a funeral home. I'm studying embalming.
Really? You know, that's really the only way to know a corpse. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Sure you do. I mean, you see it all.
We're living through days when artists have upped the sexual ante so high that something like the missionary position seems almost quaint. We're being inundated by weird sex, from overhyped novels about incest to porn stars sleeping with hundreds of men at a go, then coming on TV to boast. There's no denying that Kiss is part of this trend, nor is it accidental that the year's two kinkiest movies, this one and Crash, are both Canadian. Canada is a culture whose veneer of bland repression masks and inflames a tendency toward underlying psychic chaos. It's a whole country that resembles Twin Peaks. Yet what's compelling about Kissed isn't really its outlandish subject matter. It's the artistry of first-time director Lynn Stopkovich, whose visual flair and control of offbeat tone made me think of the young Jane Campion. She's able to be simultaneously funny and poetic. Which isn't to say that the movie's perfect. Actor Peter Outerbridge is a bit washed out as Matt, and the story rushes to its predictably ironic conclusion. For once, I think a movie's too short. You see, Kissed is filled with great stuff. The best scenes take place at the funeral home. Not only does Stopkovich carefully show us how a mortuary works, she tells us what we want to know, but she depicts Sandra's co-workers with the slyness you find in the films of Buñuel. Turns out Sandra isn't the only one with a thing for corpses. Yet even as the movie has fun with its morbidity, it gives Sandra's attraction to the dead a genuinely spiritual aura. In the scene when she makes love to the corpse on the table, the camera circles and soars, Parker's face takes on a look of radiant bliss, and we believe in the exaltation she's feeling. In such transcendent moments, Kissed achieves something genuinely extraordinary. It takes a passion so freaky that it makes your flesh crawl, and makes it seem almost normal.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.